With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Baking bread has become an excellent way for Kelsey and Virgil Brown to connect with neighbors and church members in Portland, Oregon. Kelsey developed the skill during the 2020 pandemic and has continued sharing loaves of bread to build relationships while she and her husband Virgil, a church planting missionary family, the North American Mission Board, get to know people and introduce them to Jesus. Virgil and his wife moved to the city roughly 16 years ago when he began seminary. They planted a church in Gresham, a suburb just east of Portland. That's where Virgil pastored for about a decade before the Lord began stirring in his heart for something new, which they discerned meant planting a new church in northeast Portland. Portland is known as one of the most religiously unaffiliated metro areas in the U.S. An estimated 42% of people choose not to identify with any particular religious tradition. But Virgil quickly learned that that didn't mean residents are closed off to learning about Christianity. You can learn more about this church planting family at our website, baptistpress.com. The Jesus Revolution, the movie about the Jesus movement of the late 1960s and early 1970s, had a strong second weekend at the box office. It pulled in another $15 million, helping it to top $30 million at the box office. The movie, starring Kelsey Grammer as Chuck Smith and Jonathan Rumi as Lonnie Frisbee, tells the story of how God used Calvary Chapel to reach hippies more than 50 years ago. Southern California pastor Greg Laurie was one of those reached during the Jesus movement. Not only did he come to faith in Jesus Christ during the movement, but he also answered a call to ministry. He's been the pastor at Harvest Christian Fellowship for nearly 50 years.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at The Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
As Russia declared war on Ukraine, Eugene and his wife Julia rushed to buy a car as their vehicle of escape from Chernihiv, ground zero of the onslaught. Billy Hoffman, the co-director of missions for First Baptist Church in Nashville, reached Eugene on the phone. The two were conversation partners in a Ukraine-U.S. English as a Second Language group co-founded by Hoffman, a former IMB missionary. Newlyweds, Eugene and Julia accepted Christ and were baptized together just 4 months before the war began. They've been discipled while honing their English through relationships with members of First Baptist Nashville. Read more at Baptist Press.